Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about James 2. My brothers, as you hold out your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you lavish attention on the man in fine clothes and say, "Here is a seat of honor," but say to the poor man, "You must stand or sit at my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the noble name by which you have been called? If you really fulfill the royal law stated in Scripture, "Love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Whoever keeps the whole law but stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. For judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you tells him, "Go in peace, stay warm and well fed," but does not provide for his physical needs, what good is that? So too, faith, by itself, if it does not result in action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." You believe that God is one? Good for you. Even the demons believe that, and shudder. O foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is worthless? Was not our father Abraham justified by what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith was working with his actions, and his faith was perfected by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." And he was called a friend of God. As you see, a man is justified by his deeds and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute justified by her actions when she welcomed the spies and sent them off on another route? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. This is God's word. James 2 is a chapter about favoritism. Verses 1 through 13 speak to the issue of favoritism directly. Verses 14 through 25 speak more generally about the need for a faith that works. Verses 14 through 25, of course, can stand on their own, and they contribute quite a bit to our understanding of the relationship between faith and works. But in context, they are related to the issue of favoritism. Favoritism is a very natural human attitude. It is impossible for you to be friends with everyone you ever meet in your life. But you need friends, so your mind will inevitably apply some kind of filter to the people you meet, to separate those who look like they're worth being friends with from those who look like maybe they're not worthy of your friendship. But verse 1 confronts our natural human tendency directly and commands us not to show favoritism toward others. Verses 2 and 3 give a hypothetical example of the kind of favoritism that believers in their era could be tempted to show. We give the best treatment to someone who comes to church looking wealthy and important while disrespecting someone who looks poor. Verse 4 exposes why we do this. So naturally, when it says this from the NIV, "Have you not discriminated amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Verses 5 through 7 explain why this kind of favoritism is ungodly, as in ungodlike. And verses 8 through 11 remind us that God's word commands us to love others, including the unlovely. Think about some ways in which we, as God's people, could be more loving in how we treat those who come to worship with us. This is one way in which we evidence our faith by our works, as verse 18 says. And so I want to encourage you, as we close this part of our devotional time, to think about ways in which you could be more loving, more welcoming, and less favoritism-oriented to people who come to worship with us. Could you be more friendly? Could you reach out to people that maybe you have a tendency to avoid, or people you don't necessarily recognize? Think about how to show kindness and love to those who worship with us on Sunday. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.